Congratulations, Chad. You are the father of a beautiful baby girl.
Gabby.
Chad.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
Oh, that's okay.
Judging by the look on your face, whatever's on the piece of paper isn't very good.
That's nothing.
Like hell. It is. My guess is that whatever's on the piece of paper is upsetting you. You want to talk about it?
It's bad enough to find out that my grandmother was the one behind the lawsuit. Now to hear that your best friend stood by and did nothing?
I know.
I'm so sorry.
How'd it go with Kate?
Well, At first I blew up at her for what she did. And then I tried to convince her to come clean. Now, before Leo can do any more damage to you.
To us?
I tried my best, but I don't know if I got through to her.
You did. I get it. I did this. I blew up your life, Sonny, and yours. And I need to own it. I take full responsibility for what I did. Oh, I'll find a way. I'll do whatever it takes to bring Weston down. I can't believe I'm lying to my husband. I'm on my way. I didn't know you were there.
But you'd be gone by now.
I had a couple of things I had to take care of, but I'm on my way now.
Jen must be really anxious to get that locket.
Yeah, she is. You know how she gets when she wants something.
I can still take it.
No. No, I got it. I have it right here. And, thank you.
Uh-huh. You did my best.
I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.
Yo, just the man I was looking for.
Oh, kind of got something to take care of.
More important than the Dietrich case?
You got something?
I might. I'm really close, but I can use some help unraveling it all.
Okay.
Unless that's something you need to take care of, really can't wait.
No, it's, nothing important. I'm all yours.
All right.
I could never hide anything from you.
That's more like it.
Well, I came back from Kayla's office. I picked up some test results.
You're here.
I can be if you want me to.
You know I do.
Then make it happen. Bring me home, Steph.
That I would love more than to bring you home so we can raise our daughter together. But I am afraid. I'm afraid you're not real. I'm afraid none of this is real, and I've fallen for it.
Or maybe I fought my way out, and now I am just as real as when we made love and a baby.
What if it wasn't you? Then I kissed the baby you and Aunt Abigail's playing me.
Who are you talking to, boss?
Just tell me that you've completed the upgrades to security. I'll be bringing my baby girl home tomorrow. And there's a good chance I'll be bringing home her mother as well.
Mm-hmm.
Results for what? Is it something serious?
I made an appointment with Kayla to see if anything's changed. To see if I could carry a child to term, but nothing's changed.
I'm sorry.
Me too. Me too, but I'm very lucky, and I need to remember that. I mean, I'm still angry. I have to admit that, but I can't focus on the people that did this to me. I can't focus on the child that I don't or can't have. I need to focus on the little girl I do, this gorgeous, beautiful little girl that I have in front of me and the amazing life that I have ahead of me.
That's the brave woman that I know.
Thanks. I'm very grateful to be alive. I did lose a lot of my bravery in prison, though.
Well, what happened to you was an abomination. Trauma like that, you have every right to be angry.
Yeah. I've just been trying to kind of deal with that anger.
Well, with an attitude like that, then, I see nothing but good things.
I hope so, yeah. Hey, why don't we go home and have some dinner with Thomas and Ari and Sunny?
Yeah, I don't think Sunny's gonna want to see me. No, I don't blame her.
I apologize, Sunny.
Well, it's too damn late for that.
I never meant for anything to get out of hand like this.
Kate, you hired an ex-prostitute to frame me for sexual harassment.
Vivian hired Leo.
To destroy me?
No, never you.
You do remember I'm the father of your great-grandchild. Or is this just how you treat family?
I'm ashamed, Sonny. I'm ashamed, and I want you both to know that.
And why is that? Because your big plan for revenge failed? Titan's still standing. My Uncle Vic is still standing. But me? I'm being blackmailed for attempted murder by a man that I wish I actually would have murdered. And what about your grandson that you claim to love so much? You have jeopardized his future and any chance at happiness.
And I'll never forgive myself for that.
My Uncle Vic always said you were a monster. And I didn't believe it. Hell, I even defended you. But he was right. That's exactly what you are.
Is as smart as they come. But if I can just crack his code, then we'll...
What?
What? Dude, you're not here.
I'm right here. I'm here. Okay?
So. Okay, well, what's going on? Is work? Your lady?
What's no, it's not going
on. Dude, all this nothing isn't going to help me solve my case, so let's spit it out.
Okay, open eye, something happened.
Wait, man, you didn't, cheat on her.
What? No, dude, no. No, man, What did I tell you? I swore that I wouldn't do that.
Oh. So what's going on?
This time it's my wife who's lying to me.
Looks like you really settled in here, huh?
Glass of wine, young Walden's pawn. To my greatest skill is to want, but little. Not my style of reading, but interesting book. Do you want a glass of wine? You mean take the chill?
I'm not here to socialize.
Fine, suit yourself. But I hate to drink alone. And you seem a little tense.
Okay. Maybe I could use a drink.
You should spend some more time here. First, I was a little stir crazy, but I almost get it. It's quiet, peaceful. Yeesh.
may smooth all the edges.
Rafe found my ticket to the ferry.
Oh. Well, I'm sure you told him a perfectly plausible story, right?
I looked him in the eye and I lied. I lied. I hate myself for it.
Never mind yourself that this is for the best possible cause.
I'm protecting my daughter.
Abigail's getting released?
Maybe. It's up to me. I had her committed, and apparently I can uncommit her.
So does this mean she's Gabby now? Is that why she asked you to go to Bayview?
I don't know. When I got the call, I assumed it was Abigail who wanted to see me, but yes, as a matter of fact, it was Gabby, I think.
Okay, well, that's good, right?
If it was real. But, you know, Abigail's desperate to get out of there so she can be with Charlotte, so the whole thing could have been an act.
Yeah, you couldn't tell.
No, you and Sonny are best friends.
Not anymore.
I'm sure whatever this is, it'll blow over.
Nah, I knew that the sexual harassment claim was bogus and I didn't say anything.
Why?
Because I wanted the job at Titan. And if I would have told Sonny, then you would have been exonerated and probably reinstated.
Well, then you know that Kate was behind it.
How'd you know Kate was involved?
I was with her earlier, and Will confronted her. He was furious.
Hmm. Well, wait until he gets his hands on me. I'll be lucky if either of them ever speak to me again.
Don't say that. You guys have been friends for a very long time, and they're going to understand that you never meant to hurt them.
You don't get it. All I could think about was revenge and how much I hated Stefan. So I sandbagged my best friend. Who does that? Who hurts people like that? People who love them and trust them. What kind of man does that make me? I feel like I'm losing my soul, Gabby.
I know it's not an excuse that I was in a terrible place, that my husband had been murdered, that I had been kicked out of Demira.
Sure sounds like an excuse to me.
I was alone. And I saw Vivian's scheme as a chance for me to take care of things, you know, to establish a new power base so I wouldn't be hurt again, so I wouldn't be thrown out again.
So you decided to go after your grandson's husband?
Ex-husband. And Sonia, I swear to you.
What, it wasn't personal? I've got it. You've blown up my life, Kate. And now what, you want forgiveness?
No, forgiveness. I don't deserve forgiveness.
You're damn right you don't.
That's why she's gonna come clean. Right? You're gonna tell the truth about the lawsuit. You're gonna clear Sonny's name. And you're gonna admit what you and Vivian did.
Well, yes, but are we sure that's what we want to do? Because Leo is still going to go for attempted murder charges.
So much for being desperate to make amends.
Sonny, I just want to make sure that we do the right thing. That's all. Because if I go public, I mean, that's career suicide, so...
So what order happened to all that remorse and guilt? Doing something for the good of someone else instead of your own ego and bank account?
Grandma, I love you. But if you don't do this, we're done.
All right. I understand. I'll do it. Public announcement.
Do you honestly think that'll matter once these twinks are in prison?
Leo.
Hiya, boss lady. It would be a lie. Looking terrific, though, as always.
Well, you still look like a cheap suit to me.
Whoa! If anyone should be having bad feelings here, it's me. We had a good thing going until you found a conscience and screwed me out of my big payday. But I am still getting everything I ever wanted, right, Sonny? Although it's not official yet.
You're not getting anything, Leo. You heard Kate. She's going public, so it looks like your little plan just fell apart. So why don't you get the hell out of town?
I love it when you play hardball.
It's over, Leo. With Kate's statement, everyone will know the truth about you.
Including my Uncle Vic. So if you keep making trouble, he will make you go away.
What is he gonna do? Kill me? Put a horse head in my bed? Or, light bulb, he throws us an amazing wedding.
We are not having a wedding.
Maybe your ex-husband even walks you down the aisle. There's a moment.
You're insane.
I'm not the one who tried to kill someone.
There's no proof.
That's where you're wrong.
You're bluffing.
Oh, I was hoping you would say that. Shall we roll the tape?
Well, I do understand a bit about the whole split personality stuff. And I definitely know what it's like to want somebody so bad you believe just about anything. Even see things that aren't really there.
Gabby coming back to me is really all I want. I just don't want to get my hopes up.
Been there too, man. I have some serious feelings for someone, and it's been a struggle for her dealing with my past, believing that I've changed. I think now she might see the man that I am. Actually, give me a chance.
I'm assuming, you're talking about the girl that you mentioned when you applied for the job, when you were demanding a room under my roof as well.
I can't exactly take her to the homeless shelter, right, boss?
No, I suppose.
And I do pay rent.
Yes, you do. Good. Happy for you.
Thank you. She actually agreed to having dinner with me tonight, which is why I was wondering if maybe I could have the night off, if that's okay with you.
This guy, he hasn't even done anything for me yet, and he wants the night off.
Oh, that's not true. I have a lead on Ted Laurent.
Where is he?
I really don't like the idea of meeting Ben Weston in person.
That's too bad. Those are his terms. Call him back and send the meeting.
Where?
I'll find a neutral location.
I hope it's too risky.
Ted, no one else will know about the meeting, but you, me, and Ben. There's no risk.
This is Stephanie Mara we're talking about.
And you want to survive him. You keep up your end of the deal.
I really wish it was another way. Just saying.
Set the meeting with Ben, and you get that confession. I will turn you over to Steph and myself.
Ferry ticket to Smith Island fell out of Hope's pocket. So I asked her about it, and she claimed that she went to the Horton cabin to retrieve Abigail's locket.
Abigail's locket?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently she left it there when she gave birth to Charlotte. And according to Hope, Jennifer really wanted to get it back for her.
You don't buy it?
Look, here's the thing. Right before you walked in, I overheard Hope on the phone saying, I really hate lying to my husband.
Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, did you confront Hope?
No, man, I did not confront her because I don't want to be that kind of a husband.
Well, except you are. I mean, you were just about to follow her when I came in, weren't you?
Yeah.
Damn it. I really hate doubting her.
I know you, Chad. Okay, I know your soul. There's good in it.
Yeah, maybe there was. But when I look in the mirror, I don't recognize the man I see. Yeah, I mean, I always said that I wasn't going to be my father, somebody who just used people and grinded them into collateral damage just to get what, you know, just to get what he wants. The kid gave me this ring. She told me to carry it on Stefano's legacy. You know, to be the man that I was meant to be, to do it my way. But look what I've become. I screwed over my best friend. I kidnapped Abigail. I watched as her child got ripped from her arms. And I justified every bit of agony.
Chad, everyone makes mistakes. So yeah, things have gotten a little far, but that doesn't make you a horrible person.
Maybe I went too far. I sacrificed everything that I believe in, my morals, my principles, and for what? For power? Revenge. I mean, the woman that I love most in the world, the mother of my child, doesn't even want to see me. I lost everything.
You haven't lost me.
Crazy, huh? Whew. Definitely admissible in court. Think of the tabloid coverage.
Unbelievable.
Sonny Kyriakis in the living room with the mantle, with an assist by Will Horton. Oh, should I pull up that picture of Sweet Aunt Maggie nearly catching you with the rug, Will?
You bastard.
This doesn't prove anything.
It sort of does. You murdered me and wrapped me in a Persian rug.
How did you even get these photos?
It was Ted Levant, wasn't it?
You came back out of our deal. I trusted you.
I don't trust you. But I'm willing to look the other way if you give me what I want. Unless, of course, you lied about being able to get Ben's confession. Did you?
No. I can do this. I swear.
Let me make the call.
So, where's Laurent?
I'm not sure exactly.
Wrong answer.
But he
Mr.
called
Weston.
Me. He said he wanted to talk and that we have unfinished business. I told him that if he wants to talk, we do it in person or not at all. He sounded a bit spooked, but he said he was going to get back to me.
I'm assuming he has no idea you're working for me?
Oh, of course not. That's why he's about to walk into a trap. Look at that, the man himself. Hello.
Ben.
Talon, are you ready to sue the pants off of the Salem PD?
If you think it's worth a shot, Teddy.
Slam dunk. All I need to make it happen is to get our facts straight, okay? As I've said before, we could do your confession on the phone. Over and done.
I already told you, Ted. Salem PD is all over me. I can't take the chance that the phones are tapped.
I can assure you.
Or I can just hang up right now, Ted.
No. No, don't do that. We'll meet. At a house tonight.
Well, I have plans tonight, but later should be fine.
Great.
Well, I'll call you later with a time and a location.
I'll wait to hear from you.
It's done.
Good.
You don't think that Hope's, you know,
cheating on me? No, man. No. No way. That's not who she is.
Well, then what's going on? And who is she talking to? More importantly, why is she lying?
I'll tell you, my gut tells me it has something to do with Ben Weston.
Yeah, she is pretty desperate to bury that slime behind bars. I can see that. What do you think? Hope's trying to remove Ben from Sierra's orbit?
I don't know. But if she's doing this behind my back, I'm worried how far this obsession of hers will go.
If I were you, I would do yourself a favor. Run.
No, Chad, I'm not going anywhere. Okay, we have survived crash landing on a deserted island. You saved my life when Deimos tried to poison me and Abigail. You're a good man, Chad.
Everything I touch turns to blood and ashes.
I'm drowning here,
Gabby.
Chad, you have something very precious. Very, very precious to hold on to, okay? And I'm gonna remind you that something that you and Abigail will always share.
With
your son. Maybe you can't help Abigail right now, and I can't have any more kids, but you have Thomas, and I have Ariana. And that is what's gonna help us get through whatever lies ahead.
We took this picture at Halloween a couple years ago. And before the town was under siege, the mayor had sponsored the book fair.
Yeah.
And I read to Ari.
Actually, I have that picture right here. I just lost Abigail. But you were still so kind and loving to the kids.
You were helping me look for, Tara. Fatima. You've always been there for me. When I didn't deserve it. Or I hurt you. Or... you've always been there.
Chad, that's because I'm your friend. I'm always gonna be your friend. And of course, I'm gonna help you get through this. Promise.
It's gonna be hell. Hell that this guy created.
Yeah, well, maybe hell won't be so bad if we have each other.
Grandma Kate catches on quick. Ted was in the thick of it.
He did hire a PI to follow Leo that night.
And what a blessing that was. The private dick saw everything, reported back to Ted, who tracked down my car, popped the trunk, and found yours truly still alive.
So that's how your car disappeared.
Cold star, Nancy Drew. Then I told him how to hotwire it. Pretty butch, huh? Ted said he had a plan and he knew exactly how to play it.
Blackmail us. That bastard.
He dropped me at the hospital, told me he would take care of everything. Only problem, Ted moved ahead without me. Was gonna score the entire prize for himself. Wasn't quite the friend I thought he was.
So, where's your partner now?
Vanished into thin air. So I had to go solo.
We have a location for the meeting.
Well, I hope this place is discreet. Because if Stefan Dimera finds me in Salem, I'm a dead man.
Got you covered, Jed. Let's go.
So Hope didn't stop by? Not expecting her? Okay. But thanks, Jennifer. Guess we just got our signals crossed.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Me too.
Cover for me.
Hey, where are you going?
Smith Island.
Is that where you think Hope went?
It's a start.
Hey, you know you could give her a call before you head all the way out there.
Right. So she could lie to me again? No way.
Work, thank you. And you, screwing over your grandson's ex-husband, you're one to talk.
I'm going to correct my mistake. I'm going to clear Sonny's name.
Go ahead. Tell everyone he didn't sexually harass me. Doesn't change the fact that he tried to kill me.
Why don't you find some humanity and admit that it was an accident?
Tomato, tomato. Look, there's one thing we can all agree upon here. If Richie Rich says yes to marrying me, everyone gets there happily ever after. Okay, so maybe just me. You have a decision to make. And while you're deciding, I'm gonna go pick out a tuxedo.
I am so sorry.
You caused this.
You can't marry him.
We need to figure out a way to neutralize Leo. But how?
I'm going to do everything in my power to fix this.
No, you know what? Just go. So sorry about this.
No, Will, this is not your fault.
How could she do this to you? And Leo, we gotta figure out some way to get rid of him.
But he has pictures, Will. You heard him. You know how they'll play this in court.
No. We can figure it out. We'll fight him.
With what?
I hate to admit it, Will. I
think I'm gonna have to marry Leo Stark.
Hope! Hope, you here?
Exactly 3 stars. Or even 1.
It's perfect. By the end of tonight, I'll have been exactly where I want him.
By tonight, you will have Ted Laurent right where you want him.
Just make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I will. You did hear the meeting isn't until later. So about that time off for dinner?
Why not?
Thank you.
Just don't be late for your job. I want Mr. Ted Laurent at my front door sooner than later.
It's under control.
Wow. Seems like things are working out for you, huh? Imagine you allowed yourself to trust in our love. Imagine if you did what only you have the power to do. We could be together forever.
Doing that thing that you do, you give me hope. It's that little bit of light surrounded by darkness. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and I gotta go. I gotta go hug Thomas and probably share some mac and cheese, maybe. And you wanna come?
I'll be home later. Chad, one more thing. It's not gonna be like this forever. Something wonderful will happen for you. I'm sure of it.
There you go, giving me hope again. Even if I don't deserve it.
Something wonderful will happen for you, Chad. I'm gonna put your baby in your arms.
The Voice Live.